Tan Talk, 1340 AM and 106 FM, every Thursday from 4 to 5. Looking forward to speaking with you.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Benny Hill for you. It's a commentary on what's going on in the courtrooms of New York. Chaos. Very good, Ed. Ed is the one that selects the music for us. Very appropriate. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Malloy Show. I am Paul Malloy. And along with my buddy and partner, Big Ed Davis, we thank you so much for being with us on this very hectic Friday, May the 31st, last day of the month. Boy, is there a lot going on. We're going to be devoting our show, a great deal of it at least, to the decision in the hush money trial of our favorite president, Donald Trump. He was guilty on all counts, so we'll be talking a lot about that during the show today. In the meantime, in a few minutes, Alex Reinauer of the Competitive Enterprise Institute will join us, and we're going to talk about something you may not have heard much about, the antitrust suit against Live Nation. Do you know what Live Nation is? It's the parent company to Ticketmaster. You know when you go and buy your concert tickets or you want to go to a ball game? The charge is Live Nation is a monopoly. It's thwarting competition in the ticket sales industry. So we'll be talking with Alex about that in just a couple of minutes. And as mentioned, most of the show, we're going to talk about the guilty verdict against the Donald in that hush money trial. How is it going to affect his chances in the presidential run in November? And also, will he win on appeal? And how long will the appeal process take? So we got a lot to talk about. And by the way, here in Florida, a host of public schools may close thanks to school choice, homeschooling, decisions by parents. A lot of the kids are coming out of these public schools. Is that a good or a bad thing? We're going to take a look at the details. And in our ultimate top 10, believe it or not, we have found the top 10 dirtiest U.S. cities. And you will find out about which ones they are towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They have new summer hours. Andrew's Master Barbershop is now open Tuesdays through Friday, 9 to 6. So they have shortened it one day. They're closing on Saturdays, but they are extending their hours from 5 till 6. Again, they're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6. Great haircut, great price. Call for your appointment. 727-733-3773. Ed, if you have any kind of a tree need, you want more trees, less trees, stump grinding, spruce the trees you have, whatever it has to, if it has to do with trees, Arbor Life Tree Service, I have used them. I can vouch for how good they are. They are Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call them for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So, Ed, Did you hear the verdict live? And let me just, what was your first response? What was your thought? Did you expect a guilty verdict?
I saw that there was a verdict and it was in, and I just missed the actual live thing. But I was not surprised at all. And I'm still not surprised. And I think that I would have more respect for the Democrats if they would just come out and say, well, we can't do it the way Putin does it and just off the guy. So we're going to try to run through the court system and keep him off the ballot.
At least they would be more honest. Yeah.
And what they're trying to do is slow him down. But you know what? I've already seen last night all over Facebook people saying, I plan on voting for a convicted felon in November.
I think there's so much outrage.
If this were a trial about race, the jury would have been picked perfectly and not being a biased jury. And the judge would have nothing to do with it. In other words, if it were a relative, where it could come back and bite you and have to have a reversal when it goes to an appeal.
Yep.
This one is going to be reversed.
I think so, too.
It's just, you know what? The Democrats don't care. They just want to take up some time. They want to tarnish his name. Now Biden come out and say he's a convicted felon, and he has an excuse now not to debate him.
That's another point.
Yep.
Be interesting to see. Donald Trump will be back in court July the 11th to hear his sentence in the hush money conviction. That'll be 4 days before the nomination process at the Republican convention. A New York jury yesterday found him guilty on all 34 felony counts. Supposedly, the bottom line crime was falsifying business records. They found him guilty in the first degree. They only took about total, and that includes all the detail time, about 8 hours.
Yeah.
And yet they were able to get through 34 counts and find him guilty on all counts. I will bet you my bottom dollar that they were not taking apart each of the 34 counts and going, all right, let's discuss this count. I think it was more, all right, we want to get the hell out of here.
Didn't it seem to you more of a civil trial than it was
a criminal
trial?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the civil, you have to have a reasonable doubt, whatever, and things slide. You know, with the judge saying, well, you don't really need to go way back on those. If you can find one, get them all.
Yeah. Well, here's Trump. This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November the 5th.
That's right.
By the people, he said. Now, the Republican National Convention will take place in Milwaukee, by the way, July 15th through the 18th. Here's what the chairman of the Republican National Committee said. His name is Michael Whatley. He said today, meaning yesterday, of course, today's verdict, handed down by a partisan and biased judge, is an indictment on the Democrats' campaign to weaponize the judicial system to attack President Trump. The real verdict will take place November the 5th, when Americans vote for a president they trust to bring down prices, secure the southern border, restore America's leadership around the world, and make America great again. And it's going to be, to me, very interesting to see how the public responds to this whole thing. Now, even with his guilty verdict, Trump is now free from that courtroom after 6 weeks. He can hit the campaign trail once again, and his campaign is warning Biden and his team to, quote, buckle up. they've been letting this go, but I think they're going to really focus in on Biden and some of the things that he has done.
Remember when he got the mugshot and everybody thought, oh, that's it? And he turned it around?
Yeah.
And so what do you think he'll do with this one? Do you think he'll come out in an orange jumpsuit or something?
Maybe he should have a picture of holding the bars, you know, yeah, in a jail cell, peering out.
You know what?
Now that would be good. Sell a lot of those.
Our good friend, the boys at Voice of No Reason, I think he has one of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
He does.
I've
he
seen
has one
some.
Of those. He has a cutout with bars in front of it.
I bet our friends on the Voice of Reason were ecstatic yesterday about all of this. I did not get a chance to hear the show.
Oh, he's out of town.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he's out of town for a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay, so it was not a live broadcast.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Trump campaign spokesman, this is Carolyn Leavitt, said the following, quote, crooked Joe Biden and the Democrats confined President Trump to a courtroom for more than 8 hours a day for more than 6 weeks, and he's still winning. Now that he is fully back on the campaign trail, Biden and the Democrats better buckle up. So there you go.
I think that sums it up.
I think it might. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we'll switch gears for a little bit. Alex Reinauer going to be joining us. We're going to talk about this antitrust suit against Live Nation. And these are charges that Live Nation is a monopoly that thwarts competition. Let's find out what Alex Reinauer of the Competitive Enterprise Institute has to say.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Friday, the last day of the month, by the way. Thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning. We are delighted to have back Alex Reinauer, who is a research fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He focuses on antitrust and tech policy issues. We're going to talk with him about this antitrust lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice against Live Nation. Alex, welcome back to FreedomWorks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So, you know, with everything else going on these days, this one might have been swept under the rug a little bit, but very, very interesting and I think probably a very important case. Could you give us a little bit of the detail? Why is the Department of Justice suing Live Nation?
It certainly has been an action-packed week full of news, so I'm not surprised that this is kind of stuff got under the rug. Last week, the Department of Justice, along with 29 states and the District of Columbia, filed suit against Live Nation and its subsidiary, Ticketmaster, claiming the company violated the antitrust laws by monopolizing the live events industry. And the suit claims that Live Nation exercises this alleged monopoly power over different facets of the industry, like ticketing, venue ownership, and concert promotion. And much of those claims are predicated on the merger between Live Nation and Ticketmaster that was consummated about 14 years ago in 2010. The DOJ is seeking to unwind that merger, and I think there's a lot of questions as to whether or not they'll be successful.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talk about the fact, and Milton Friedman used to say this, I probably said it to one time while we were talking with you, that the only entity that can create a monopoly is the government. If you allow the free market to work, you won't find that monopolies will thrive, because if you're really doing well in a particular pursuit or industry, you're going to have all kinds of competitors that are going to pop up because they see that you're successful. They'll come into the fray, and they will want to create, as they say, a better mousetrap, so that in the long run, if you allow the free market to work, it's the consumer that benefits, because he or she has all of these different choices. Now, in this particular case, like you said, Live Nation and Ticketmaster at one time were separate. Then they decided to band together. Was the catalyst for this lawsuit, this antitrust lawsuit, a mishandled Taylor Swift tour?
First, I want to comment. I think you're exactly right on kind of the philosophy of antitrust, right? I mean, the theory is if a company ever starts extracting monopoly prices or monopoly rent, that lowers the barrier of entry for new competitors and new entrants. As far as I definitely think you're correct that the Taylor Swift debacle, ticket debacle, was the catalyst for this. Whether or not it was the cause of mismanagement, I'm not sure. I think they just kind of didn't anticipate that the massive demand that was going to happen from Swifties, as they call them, for Taylor's first concert and first tour in 5 years. And that's just ultimately a cause of a really, really high demand. But I think you're right. I think the Taylor Swift thing is what caused this. It was November 2022. Amy Klobuchar sent a letter to the DOJ asking her to investigate Ticketmaster and Live Nation because of this debacle, but it's ultimately just not an antitrust issue.
Do you think, Alex, for some reason, is the Department of Justice becoming more active in suing in this era and maybe the Biden era? Are they looking for more companies to go after, or am I just maybe seeing things here?
No, I think your instincts are 100% on point here. This has been a huge initiative in the Biden administration, kind of competition policy and trying to create this revolution in antitrust. It's happening at the DOJ as well as the Federal Trade Commission in large part. And I think that hasn't been going well. We haven't kind of seen any evidence of an antitrust revolution. And so it's an election year, right? And I think there was a lot of public backlash against the Taylor Swift debacle. And it's likely this has been more so an exercise of puffing
sure.
one's chest and trying to make a big a spectacle of this.
For those of us that are not Swifties, what happened in the event with Taylor Swift that, you know, became a debacle? Were they not able to sell all the tickets, or what was the problem?
Well, Taylor Swift has garnered a tremendous amount of popularity, right? I mean, there's academic studies now looking at the kind of economic stimulus that Taylor Swift provides to the greater economy, whether it comes to kind of custodial staff that works these venues, promoters, light technicians, light sound technicians. The amount of jobs that music creates generally is just absolutely incredible. And I think in 100, 200 years from now, history will look back at this time in the United States and say, it's a renaissance. We are in the midst of a musical renaissance, and we didn't even imagine it. But the really cause of it was they didn't anticipate the large volume of buyers of these tickets, and their site crashed.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The main cause. And this happens a lot, right? Amazon had an Amazon Prime Day once that the Amazon site crashed because there were so many people looking to buy. And this is a technical issue that I think companies are continuing to look and trying to anticipate. But once again, this is not something that's relevant to an antitrust inquiry.
We're talking with Alex Reinauer. He is a research fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, where he focuses on things like antitrust and technology policy. And we're talking about this lawsuit by the Department of Justice that has been filed against Live Nation, which is the parent company of Ticketmaster, presumably because they are monopolizing, controlling the ticket sales industry. So, Alex, what do you think in the long run is going to be the outcome of this antitrust suit? Is there a good chance that they're going to slap the hand of Live Nation?
Well, I think it's a mixed bag, but I think the DOJ has a lot of hurdles to overcome because antitrust is a very fact-intensive inquiry, right? You have to have the facts to support it. And the DOJ, I think, makes some really outdated claims in their petition. They say that Live Nation controls 80% of the primary tickets at concert venues. I think that this is a really old number. Bloomberg reported that it's maybe closer to 65 to 70%. Live Nation claims their market share of ticketing is closer to 50 to 60%. But it's pretty clear that 80% is an old number. The most astounding fact in this, right, is in order to prove a monopoly claim, you have to show monopoly power. And a lot of that is kind of, is the company extracting exorbitant profit? But Live Nation has dismal profit margins at 1.4%. I mean, just think about that. Look at other companies that have 20, 30% profit margins. Live Nation is operating at a very slim profit margin. And the DOJ wants to ultimately break up Live Nation and Ticketmaster. It's hard to believe that that's going to ultimately benefit consumers in the long run.
Is there an ulterior motive to the Biden administration sending the DOJ against Live Nation?
Yeah, I think it's an election year. An election year. They saw the kind of public outrage that happened because of this, and it went viral on X, Twitter, Instagram, and I think they're riding momentum, taking advantage of it, and trying to garner votes, saying we're going after big bad Live Nation and Ticketmaster, so vote for us.
Aha. So it's somewhat like possibly that student loan situation. Hey, we need to get the young voters back.
Exactly.
So let's do this. Here's Live Nation. There's a lot of kids that like to go to concerts here, and we had a horrible thing with Taylor Swift. That's it. We'll try this. Boy, that's really kind of interesting. I wonder, to me, it would seem like, I don't know, but does Live Nation have a good chance of winning this thing? I mean, if they're going to be able to say, look, our profit margin is horrible, what are you breaking us up for? You know, we're doing the best we can. We're providing a service. We seem to be doing a pretty good job here. What are you going to accomplish by, you know, smashing us up that much?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And again, the DOJ has a lot of hurdles, particularly on what they claim the bad action that Live Nation is taking. They don't focus it on one particular action. They focus it on like six or seven different actions that alone don't really raise kind of antitrust concerns, but they claim kind of in the aggregate, sometimes called the monopoly broth. I'm from Louisiana. I like to call it the monopoly gumbo. And those are really hard claims to prove in court, right? To say these kind of accumulations of different actions that may be beneficial to consumers individually have somehow created a monopolization claim. It's really difficult.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like... It almost looks like they're picking them. Now, I know that everybody that's had a bad experience with Ticketmaster is probably going to go, oh, goody. You know, slap their hand. They're bad people. You know, in other words, some sort of inner revenge factor. But I just wonder if this is the kind of move that's in the long run. I don't think it's going to make much difference as far as Biden's youth support, but we will see. Anyway, Alex Reinauer, as always, thank you so very much for coming on, talking about this. Look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. All right, Alex Reinauer, Competitive Enterprise Institute. We are going to take our break. When we come back, as promised, we're going to be talking again about the guilty verdict against Donald Trump. Also, here in Florida, a bunch of public schools are worried they may have to close thanks to all the school choice and homeschooling decisions by parents.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal. You get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. Freedom Works. By the way, want to make a little bit of a correction with Andrew's Master Barbershop. They have summer hours that have changed a little bit. Instead of being open Tuesdays through Saturdays, they now will be open Tuesdays through Fridays. They are increasing the hour from 9 to 5. They're now going to be open 9 to 6, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesdays through Fridays for the duration of the summer. In the meantime, we got a bunch of people that are absolutely speaking out and are upset, outraged, whatever the word is. They can't believe it, it happened. That a New York jury would convict Donald Trump on all 34 counts. And here's a couple of business leaders that sounded off about it. Elon Musk, he's pretty wealthy, I think, and other mega-wealthy Americans threw their support behind Donald Trump after this verdict came in. One of them has donated $300 million since then. Or is it 300,000? I guess maybe 300K. I guess that's 1,000. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is Sequoia founder Sean McGuire. He said, "I just donated $300,000 to Trump. I am prepared to lose friends," he said. Here's why. "Back in 2016, I had drunk the media Kool-Aid, and I was scared out of my mind about Trump. As such, I donated to Hillary Clinton's campaign, and I voted for her. I was disillusioned, and I did not vote by 2020. I didn't like either option. Now, in 2024, I believe this is one of the most important elections of my lifetime, and I am supporting Trump." So Elon Musk responded to McGuire on social media saying simply, "I think you're right." Musk also responded to criticism of the ruling, arguing that Trump's conviction caused what he called great damage to the U.S. justice system. He says, "Indeed, great damage was done today to the public's faith in the American legal system. If a former president can be criminally convicted over such a trivial matter, motivated by politics rather than justice, then anyone is at risk of a similar fate."
You know, there are going to be entities that are going to have their parties today. Certain news outlets and people on The View are going to have their party hats and party favors going today.
They'll be doing handsprings.
And all I can say is take a video of it. Because on November 5th or November 6th, we're going to take another video. And you're not going to be very happy about it.
Well, we have our two buddies that are a little bit bothered by it. Both of the Sorese brothers. And I heard from both of them, by the way, after this verdict came in. And so I know what they're feeling. And much like you and I, Ed, they're very, very frustrated with this decision. So Andrew and Angelo, I'm going to both let you start with you, Angelo. We spoke yesterday. I know how upset you are about it. What was your feeling when you finally heard that verdict?
It's the same feeling that I got when I was in at home and I saw the the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong went and broke into the fence at the presidential palace in South Vietnam.
Yeah, 1975, when we were trying to get out of there.
1975.
Yeah, off
right.
The roof.
It's like I got sucker punched right into the gut, thinking all these GIs that died over there fighting for supposedly our country and Vietnam and
our system of justice.
Right. I mean, it's the same feeling I got last night. Very, very, very sad.
So you were
very sad for our country.
Yeah, you were very sick to your stomach, Andrew.
And I saw the presidential palace when I was down there. You know, I was in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we were fighting in 1968 during the Tet Offensive. I mean, all that stuff. It just brought back this how I felt yesterday. Same thing.
Wow, that's got to be a very, very powerful feeling, because you're a Vietnam patriot and a veteran. So, Andrew, your thoughts.
Well, Paul, I feel our Constitution has been stepped on, spit on, and pooped on. And starting as of today, my United States of America flag in front of my home will be flown upside down, because we are a nation in distress. What happened is disgusting, okay?
Yeah.
It rips my heart out to see that these people in America hate America so much, and they want to see it destroyed. And for what? They want to lose all the freedom they have, everything. And they're willing to do that. That's how stupid they are.
Yeah. Andrew, I know at one point you were hoping that a couple of the jurors might be either pro-Trump or at least have enough common sense to realize that this was like a Wild West lynching kind of a thing. So I'm sure you were a little bit... shocked about it, or were you not?
I believe that we're going to see 12 books written from 12 different jurors that think they're going to make millions of dollars on it. That's what I believe.
You know what bothers me in this whole thing? The fact that the people dancing in the streets, well, a few of them, that Donald Trump has been convicted of this. Yet Michael Cohen got up there and admitted he stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from Trump. And not one person has said, what a scumbag that guy is. And when is he going to get justice?
Well, you see, he's our kind of scumbag. That's what they're thinking. Now that he's gone against Trump, no matter how vile or you know, how untruthful he might be, he's our guy. Because we want to see Trump dangling by his feet.
Well,
twisting in the wind.
Judas Iscariot, you know that?
Yeah.
Our guy is, we're going to vote for the convicted felon in November.
There's no question about it in my mind. I'm going to vote 10 times. I'm going to figure out a way.
I wish I could vote twice.
I'm going to start going to the nursing homes, cutting the people's hair, and charging their voting registration for it.
Well, you know, there's going to be some, you know, I was thinking about this. If the shoe had been on the other foot, and a liberal was outraged because, let's say, Biden was tried in some court, redneck court in Alabama, for all of the money that he was taking from overseas, and they found him guilty on all counts, blah, blah, blah. And you know how upset they would have been. Democrats are the ones that'll go out and destroy property and demonstrate and hurt other people, you know, and but conservatives and Republicans, they're not like that. They're not going to go out and start tearing down the courthouse and, you know, in the village, or ripping the flag off the pole, or throwing red paint on some Confederate statue or whatever. They're not going to do that. But sometimes you just wait your moment and you get even. And I think they're going to get even when it comes to November. I think this is, in the long run, the more people think about this, they're going to say that this guy was railroaded.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can tell just by the judge. Just by the judge, the way he instructed the jury, the way he conducted the whole trial and everything. You knew that he was going for a conviction. All you had to do was court 101. Take court 101, you see what he was doing.
Yeah, look at his wife contributing like she did to the whole Biden administration, too.
Look at the daughter making $4 million through the Democrat Party. $4 million.
Yeah, I should have said daughter.
Let me tell you something. They ought to deport them people to the moon is what they ought to deport them to. They're disgusting Americans, Paul.
I can't believe that. And you know, it was another thing. There's normally some sort of a rotation system that was not followed in that court in New York, where the judge would be, it's almost like being selected out of a lottery system kind of thing. This guy was, they looked for him and they gave him this assignment, and he was so obviously in the tank against Trump.
Well, and then look at the parameters he gave the jury and the instructions. He did everything but say, now go back there and come back with a guilty verdict.
Yeah.
There's no question. Paul, that judge better hope that Biden gives him Secret Service protection, about 25 of them to surround him everywhere he walks. I can guarantee you that man is afraid to walk with his head straight ahead of him. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think I'd be looking over my shoulder now if I was that judge. But
there's no question about it, Paul.
Well, you know, like we said, the Republicans, not the people who generally, trying to do these things.
You know, Republicans we try to use the law to our advantage.
When people
don't
start getting off, you're talking about the Clintons.
Yeah.
No, we could talk about them all day. What about Bill Clinton playing, $800,000 to keep her mouth shut, right? That's okay, right?
Right.
Let's see what happens next week with the Hunter Biden trial. I guarantee you won't hear nothing about it, but I can guarantee you this. His ex-wife or his ex, the baby or whatever, his brother's ex-wife might be MIA pretty soon because she's coming out with a book. So I would bet that she's going to have an accident. She better be very careful.
Wow. Well, you know, remember how Hillary Clinton got away with smashing up all of her
her
iPhones drives, and computers and bleach bit and the whole bit and she had all of these classified documents on there, and they were handed out to her friend Uma, whatever her name was, who was
Umar Ibrahim.
Who was, Wiener's wife, and, and they didn't even, they let her off scot-free.
That's right, Paul. She's
free. Paul, she never had to spend a moment in court.
They are using their power to weaponize the government. When you were talking about just earlier with that gentleman, they were going after that one company, the Ticketmaster or whatever.
Live Nation.
I guarantee you they donated to the Trump campaign. That's probably what happened, Paul.
But, Paul?
Yes, sir.
I'd burn my uniform right now in disgrace for this country. I will never back this country up again or defend the people.
Well,
put my life on the line for what these people have done today.
Well, just don't hang out with them. Let's not take a broad brush and paint the entire United States of America with these idiots in New York.
Yeah, and so
the majority of the people, listen. There are no Biden supporters out there. You don't see Biden rallies. You don't see people out there he shows up to a city. They find 20, 25 people, move the curtains in to make it look like it's packed in there, and they have their little cheering section, and that's it. But there are no Biden supporters. I'm telling you now, I think with this conviction, people are going to be out there going, hey, he's a convicted felon. He's one of us now.
he's one of 90% of America now, right?
I think it's a boomerang, too. I think it's a boomerang. I think he's now the Joan of Arc of politicians. He's a martyr.
There's no question about it, Paul. You know what? It's like I tell people a million times. That guy had the lifestyle that every one of the Americans probably would have sold their soul to have, but he's given up his lifestyle, putting up with all this crap from all these morons, okay, to try and save this country. What the hell is wrong with these Americans?
You know, when I was thinking about the people that are really happy about this, I was thinking, okay, what makes those kinds of people tick? They are happy that a former president was found guilty for a series of misdemeanors that even if he did, were like 7 years ago. And how does the state of New York, Manhattan Court, have the authority to dig them up and turn them into felonies? And what authorization did they have? And this, that, and the other thing. I'm thinking, okay, so they're all happy. They don't look down, deep down, and say, is justice being served? They just want to see a guy that's done well, made a lot of money, and became president. And yeah, he's got a personality that a lot of us don't like. But then we look at what he has accomplished. And maybe it's partly because of that personality that he accomplished so much as the president. He was all over the place. He's got the energy of 10, 20-year-old men. This guy was out doing all kinds of stuff. And in the long run, our country was better off for it. And yet there are these people that so much, we're so envious of him, or whatever the word is, that they're happy that he's hurting. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, Paul?
Yeah.
Paul, these are the same people that spit on me with my uniform on and called me baby killer and murderer when I came home. These are the same kind of people.
Yeah. There are people deep down that don't like themselves, Angelo. They don't like themselves. I really believe that. Go ahead,
Andrew. You know, Paul, the people wonder why these younger generations think the way they think. But let me tell you why. Because the professors that taught the teachers you have in college today were the draft dodgers that went to Canada to escape the Vietnam War. Those are the professors that taught the teachers of today, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the school system is messed up. Totally. And you know what? When you were talking about the average person, there's a famous person that once said, "Let he who has not sinned throw the first stone."
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, we
right.
all know who that is.
Yep. Yep. I know. It's, well, as we say, first of all, let me ask you this. I believe, and you guys know this already, I believe there's going to be a quick appeal process. I think that the attorneys for Trump are going to see if they can fast track this around the New York appellate court and go right to the Supreme Court. And I'm thinking there's a chance, just like in 2000, when the Supreme Court immediately took up the Bush Gore fiasco here in Florida and the count and how, you know what's the anyway. I think they're going to fast track this like that.
I think when you're dealing with a presidential candidate, I think you have to.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we got an election. We got to make a decision before these voters get a chance. You know, give this appeal process a chance to make a decision. Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Paul, you know, there really was never a hateful bone in my body. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But I can tell you this right now. I'm experiencing hate like I've never felt in my life before. And I try to get rid of it, but the more I see it, the more I am hating, Paul. So Barack Obama and Joe Biden worked on me, believe me.
Yeah. No, I understand. It's a visceral feeling. We all have a visceral feeling about, you know, a gut feeling about this one way or the other. I compare it to the O.J. Simpson decision in reverse.
Yes. And I these people that praise a guy like Bill Clinton seem to forget that he stood in front of a nation and lied. He lied.
That's right.
That's right. I did not have sexual intercourse with that girl.
And then when he came back, I did. It's okay, never mind. That's okay. Go ahead.
I know, and he got away with it.
It's disgusting what we see today in this country.
Yep.
Paul, it is totally disgusting. And you know what? What really gets me is the blacks always complain and holler. They never got anywhere in life. They finally got the positions that are reputable, honorable, and what do? They prove what they are.
Well, we don't want to, you know, there are a lot of great conservative blacks. There are a lot of blacks that are, you know, but there are some. It's just like any other group.
You just opened up another basket there. How about the blacks who now said, hey, there is a white guy that can be convicted?
Yeah, that's true. They can say,
remember?
He's
not going to be convicted.
I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I've heard some black people that say, on both sides of that, you know, now all of a sudden, like you said, Ed, now a white guy gets to know what it feels like to be railroaded. Then I've heard others that say, this is terrible. This guy.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, this guy was actually helping us.
I hear that. You
this
know
guy was helping
that?
Us. Why are you so upset about, so happy about Donald Trump being found guilty? Look what Biden is doing to us.
I hear that in the grocery line. Little women in front of me going through the cash register and going through the wallet. I can't believe what's happening in this country. And I'm just sitting there listening. I can't believe what's happening. They're spending more time trying to convict a man of supposedly paying off somebody, and this country's going to hell and blah, 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 blah. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
You're going to see it in November. That's what I said. Have your party, put your hats on and everything, and enjoy it, because we're going to make a new video on November 6th after the election.
There you go. Yeah, very, very interesting. Guys, as always, I wish that we had better things to talk about, happier things to talk about. But let's dig in and fight for the country. Thanks so much.
You guys have a good weekend, if you can.
All right.
Have a good weekend,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Angelo. Okay. I know Angelo in particular. You know, he served his country in Vietnam,
and
he is really,
and being
really
from,
mad.
Being from and being in New York, and have to have wear that label. That how could this happen?
That's right.
Well, look at New York. Look what's happening in New York. Look what happened in New York. Look what's happening in some of the blue states.
This guy, Bragg, and then Bragg, whatever he is, the district attorney, yes. gets up and he's, so... And I'm thinking, your city is going to hell in a handbasket thanks to your ignoring all kinds of the crime that's going on. And you're focusing on this?
Yeah.
And you think that people are going to be proud of what you're doing?
Move those illegals off the street so I can have a press conference.
All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, as promised, we're going to talk a little bit about public schools in Florida worried about their ability to continue, and the top 10 dirtiest U.S. cities.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Just again, a reminder that during the summer, Andrew's Master Barbershop will be open Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6. Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And we want to thank you for listening to us, of course. We appreciate you finding the time when we are doing our program, and we are here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. But if you're not able to listen live, Big Ed puts all our shows on podcast for your listening and dining pleasure. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top. It'll open up and you'll see all the shows, most recent show at the top. You'll see who the guest is and the top 10, the whole bit. OurFreedomWorks.com. So, public schools in Florida, mainly in the largest counties, facing closure due to a lack of enrollment. And parents are seeking other options like charter schools, private schools, and homeschooling. According to state records, about 53,000 Florida students have left public schools in the Broward, Miami-Dade, and Duval counties, while more than 68,000 statewide flocked to charter schools. So there was also a surge in homeschooling. Now, this started even before Ron DeSantis became the governor and signed his universal school choice into law, which was back last year. So school choice options for all 1.3 million K through 12 students in Florida are having an effect. Okay. So do we need to speak about anything sports-wise, or should we get right into it?
I think the Rays are going to the World Series.
Yeah. Are they? What happened?
They won two in a row.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's they're turning things around a little bit.
They got to quit losing 7 out of 8, but they won two in a row.
Okay. Well, so, I'm glad to hear that. All right, Ed. It's time. It's time for our top 10, and this is the top 10 dirtiest, yes, indeed, the dirtiest U.S. cities. Lawn Starter did a survey on this, a comparison of 152 U.S. cities in the categories of pollution, living conditions, infrastructure, and customer satisfaction. So here are the top 10 dirtiest cities. Number 10, Yonkers, New York. You know where Yonkers is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Yonkers, New York. It's, by the way, eighth worst in living conditions. Mm. Number 9. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Mm. Yeah, good old. Okay. 5th worst in pollution, 8th worst in infrastructure. Number 8, Fresno, California. Fresno gets a bad rap. They are 5th worst in consumer satisfaction. Number 7, hey, San Antonio, Texas. Isn't that where the Alamo is?
Yeah.
Maybe they got to clean up that Alamo. It's getting a little polluted. Number 6, Bakersfield, California. 7th in consumer satisfaction. 7th worst, I should say. Number 5, Jersey City, New Jersey. Good old Jersey City. I always loved Jersey City, New Jersey. I always thought there was probably a bunch of mafia that used to live over there and then cross over to New York.
It's the city you roll through with the windows rolled up, right?
By the way, they're 2nd worst in living conditions in Jersey City. Number 4, Detroit, Michigan. Why am I not surprised about Detroit as being dirty? 4th worst in consumer satisfaction. Number 3, a lot of California cities here. San Bernardino, California. They're number 1 in pollution in San Bernardino. Yike. Mm. And they're also number 1 in lack of consumer satisfaction. Don't plan on visiting San Bernardino. Number 2, Newark, New Jersey. Good old New Jersey. 3rd worst in consumer satisfaction, 5th worst in living conditions. All right, Ed, what do you think?
Let's go back to California.
Well, I'm going to give you a hint. It's deep in the heart of.
Heart of what?
Well, deep in the heart
nation?
Of.
Nation?
Hmm?
I don't know.
I'm giving you a hint.
Yeah, I know.
Texas. It's in Texas.
Really?
Yeah, you want to guess a town in Texas?
Dallas?
It's Houston. Houston, Texas. They got all that oil going on down in Houston.
Yeah, I've heard bad things about their
it's
beaches
not,
and stuff.
Yeah, listen to this.
Tar balls.
Yeah, it's 3rd worst in pollution.
Yeah.
It is 3rd worst in greenhouse gas emissions. And wait till you hear this one. It's 1st in cockroach problems. Yike, I don't think I'm going to Houston.
No.
Dean Martin sang going to Houston. I don't think I'll go there. Anyway, we thank you so very much for listening. Have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday. In the meantime, remember, freedom works.
TAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. American voters are weighing in on Donald Trump, now a convicted felon after the jury's verdict yesterday in New York. This woman's a Trump supporter in Palm Beach, Florida.
It doesn't affect it in one way at all. Nothing. There's no thought process. We're voting for President Trump. That's it. Done.
This man lives in Detroit.
I'm kind of not surprised that he was convicted.